Hola.
Hola.
¿Quién es tu amiguita?
Se llama Mike.
¿Me veo bien?
Sí, bien ridícula.
Today we're gonna do something different. We're gonna take a break from the normal grammar and we're gonna have some fun. A few days ago, I was just scrolling away on Facebook and I came across that video. I only understood about 80% of the words the first time through, but the missing 20% didn't affect me at all. I still understood it perfectly and it's hilarious. So in today's video, we're gonna play that commercial a few times. We're gonna slice it up, dissect it, then put it back together. There are some really useful words and phrases in there, totally worth your time. I'll see you in 15 seconds. Hola, soy Jordan, and this is a Spanish quickie. Fast, easy Spanish lessons from somebody who speaks your language. Okay, let's see that whole commercial one more time in its entirety. Do the best you can, then we'll come back here and break it down.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Quién es tu amiguita?
Se llama Mike.
¿Me veo bien?
Sí, bien ridícula.
Right away on the screen, we see Lola y la nieta. Lola is the name of the grandma, and la nieta means granddaughter. Grandson would be el nieto. This is just the title of the skit, Lola and her granddaughter. Let's take a look at just the first scene now.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Quién es tu amiguita?
Se llama Mike.
The granddaughter enters the house with that guy. Lola says hola or hello, and the granddaughter says hola right back. Now this is where it gets funny. Lola asks, ¿quién es tu amiguita? That means, who is your friend? But amiguita doesn't just mean friend, it means little female friend. We know Lola means female friend because it ends in A, and the ita part means little. So amigo is friend masculine, amiga is friend feminine, amiguito would be little male friend, and amiguita is little female friend. So basically, Lola's asking, who's your little girlfriend? Get it? Because he has long hair? Then the granddaughter gets a little snippy and says, se llama Mike. Which, if you saw the lesson on reflexive verbs, you know is, his name is Mike, but literally means he calls himself Mike. Ah, grandma. Let's see that first scene again, now that you know what's going on.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Quién es tu amiguita?
Se llama Mike.
And now here's the second scene.
¿Me veo bien?
Sí, bien ridícula.
The granddaughter is on the stairs, obviously dressed up and ready to go out. She asks Lola, ¿me veo bien? Again, a reflexive verb, me veo. Literally, that means I see me or I see myself. But in this case, she's asking, do I look good? Bien means good here. Then Lola, like any good grandmother would, quickly reassures her granddaughter, sí, yes. But then she adds, bien ridícula. It's hard to directly translate this sentence in English, but ridícula means ridiculous. It's basically like she's asking her grandma, do I look pretty? And Lola responds, yes, pretty ugly. Oh, Lola. Here's that scene again.
¿Me veo bien?
Sí, bien ridícula.
You got that? Here are both scenes together now.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Quién es tu amiguita?
Se llama Mike.
¿Me veo bien?
Sí, bien ridícula.
Then in this slide, there's something cool and helpful going on here. I remember the first time I learned this, I was so excited. There's a system being used here to compare things, and it's just like what we do in English to compare things. Lola es tan transparente como el claro paquete de Deli Fresh de Oscar Mayer means Lola is as transparent as the Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh clear packet. Lola es, you get that part, Lola is, then here's the system or pattern or whatever you want to call it. You can compare two things based on an adjective or adverb with tan como. Just like in this sentence. Look, so we're comparing Lola and the Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh clear packet, and we're comparing them by how transparent they are. Transparente. That's the adjective. So again, you can compare two things based on an adjective with tan como. Tan in this case means as or as much as. Lola is as transparent. Lola es tan transparente. Then como means like or as. So as the Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh clear packet. Como el paquete de Deli Fresh de Oscar Mayer. Altogether, Lola is as transparent as the Oscar Mayer Deli Fresh clear packet. Lola es tan transparente como el paquete de Deli Fresh de Oscar Mayer. It's el paquete de Deli Fresh de Oscar Mayer in that order because these des here show possession. I covered this in the video called A and De. Check that out if you don't understand. The link is below this video. So just sticking with the tan como thing for a second, it's the same words in the same order, so it's really not hard to learn or remember. I just had to bob my head when I said it the first 100 times. Dan, como. Okay, last slide. This just says it's freshness every time. Es frescura cada vez. That's a direct translation. Just fresh is fresca. Frescura is freshness. But don't worry about this kind of stuff too much, the endings you don't know. It's not necessary to know that to understand this sentence 100%. As long as you know that fresh is the root of all fresh words, you'll get more than just the gist. Here's the whole commercial together now.
Hola.
Hola.
¿Quién es tu amiguita?
Se llama Mike.
¿Me veo bien?
Sí, bien ridícula.
I don't know what kind of accent that is, but don't feel bad even if you don't understand the basics at first. They're not always super easy to understand. I heard tienes instead of quien es at the very beginning my first time through. Then in the second scene, I originally heard me voy, not me veo. It was only with subsequent viewings with context that I knew exactly what they said. Once I knew what was going on, tienes wouldn't make sense. Quien es does. Me voy bien, in this case, it doesn't really work. But me veo bien? Yeah, that does. I made this video because this commercial is hilarious and because listening to something over and over and dissecting it like this is a great way to get your comprehension skills up. Hearing the same thing multiple times and struggling with it before looking up the answer, then hearing it multiple times again is the way to go. Plus, you got to learn some vocab and that awesome comparison system. Dan, como. We'll talk more about that in the future, but that's it for today. Give me your feedback. Did you like this video as much as the others? More? Less? I want to do stuff that you want, so tell me when you like something. I put that full commercial on my website, so head over there and download it if you want to play it for yourself. The link is below this video. And I originally found it on a Facebook page I follow called Being Latino. Go to Facebook, type in Being Latino, and it'll come up. A very entertaining page for sure. I'll see you next time. Hasta luego. Adios, amigo.